It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
Then you've got this little man out there with a red sash. And I can remember when I asked my mother, I said, Mama, why is this bull trying to kill this man? And then my mother tells me what she had often heard. She said, well, he's trying to kill the man because you see that red cape he's holding out there? I said, yes. Well, the color red irritates the bull. And when he holds that sash out there, the bull runs to hit that sash because he hates the color red more than the man who's holding the sash. And I'm like, really, Mama? I said, yeah. Well, why don't the man just put the red down? It's really not on the man, I've come to realize. But watch this. As I grew older and I began to watch the bullfighters, I saw a bullfighter hold a gold sash one day. And I said, well, the bull is still running at the gold sash, but I thought it had a problem with red. And so I thank God for Google, because you can find anything, right? I don't know if you need to trust Wikipedia, but you can find a lot of things on Google. So I go on and I Google, what is the problem that the bull has with the color red? And I was amazed to find out something. It came back and I'm looking and I'm reading, because I see where it goes after the red and it goes after the gold. And I'm like, so it has a problem with gold and red. And I Googled it in Google and I started reading. And before I stopped reading, I said, Mama lied to me. Somebody lied to Mama. And somebody lied to the person that lied to Mama. I called my mama and I said, Mama, you remember the day you told me that the bull went after the sash because it hates the color red? Oh, yeah, baby, that's what it went after, because it hates the color red. And I said, Mama, did you know the bull is colorblind? The bull don't know colors. It sees black and white. That's it. She said, what, baby, really? Then I believe she went and told whoever told her that, hey, you got it wrong. And then I said, why is it that this man is enjoying killing this bull? Because the Lord showed me that the bull's anger was not his strength, but it was his weakness, his pathway to destruction. And right then I realized, it is not the man that killed the bull. It is the bull that killed itself. Because if the bull could have gotten past its own anger and its own hatred, the bull would have never met its end. So I stand here today and I tell you, it wasn't the matador that killed the bull. It was anger that destroyed him. And I want you to know that anger is out to destroy everything you got. Now, I have stood here today and I have told you the truth about anger. Watch. Don't lose control. When anger show up, it's going to another level. As a matter of fact, most of the people in jail are there because anger took them to another level. So what do we do? It tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4. It says that love covers a multitude of things. I was watching this show on television one day where these guys was dressed up in these huge uniforms, and they said, we got a strange package over there, and we think it's a bomb, it may detonate And so the guy, he dresses up in all this stuff where he can barely move. And he notices the bag with the device in it. And his job is to go in and disarm it. Because if he doesn't disarm it, it's going to explode. And people are going to die. People are going to be hurt. I want you to understand that when you let anger out, people get hurt. People die. People get spiritually wounded. You cannot afford to leave the anger in an undeactivated state. So I watched the guy go over, and he gets to the device, and as soon as he got close, the device started ticking down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Two. And right before one hit, he dived on top of it. And it exploded. And the suit that he had on protected him from the impact. Is there anybody in here dressed in Jesus? Anybody got that suit of impact on? Oh, y'all ain't helping me in here. Anybody got that suit on? When you feel that anger, 9, 8, you gotta throw God on. Anybody in here dressed in the power of the Holy Ghost? The Bible says that love will cover a multitude of things. When I get into a disagreement with my wife and anger try to show up, I use love to hold it down. I use love to keep her from being hurt. I use love to protect my children. I use love to protect my friends. I use love to keep my job because my babies depend on me. And I want to tell you today, if anger has gone off in your life, today you have seen your last explosion. Because I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are draped in a suit of protection. And when you feel anger building up because of what somebody did to you, or because of what somebody said to you, charge it to the game and call it ignorance. Can I get a witness? Charge it to the game and call it ignorance. Jesus did it. He said, just forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And he went on. But anger will make you bitter. It will make you nasty. It will make you hurt people that has never done anything to you. Anger will make you have a lack of appreciation for everything God has done for you. You have dealt with your last explosion. Today, I have done as the Lord has told me. I have told you the truth about anger. Get on your feet with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to be angry no more. I don't want to be bitter no more, no. I must forgive. Come on, say it with me. I don't want to be angry no more. I don't want to be angry. Come on now. If we ran a poll in here, there's some angry folk in here. I don't want to be angry no more. I don't want to be bitter anymore. I forgive whatever was done to me. I forgive it because forgiveness is for me and not the one that I'm forgiving. I want you to take and bow your heads with me. Just bow your heads. Don't want to be angry no more. Don't want to lose no more time fighting. Today you don't lose any more time fighting with your loved ones, because that is time you will never get back. But what you use love. That is that suit that will deal with the device that the enemy crept in and sold in you. If you're in here today with all heads bowed and you say, Bishop, I stand here today before God and the rest of these believers. Now, I'm not saying that they're perfect, and I'm not declaring that I'm perfect, Bishop, I'm not. But Bishop, I want you to know that that anger has been me. Oh, anger has exploded in me, and I've hurt some people spiritually. I've lost good friends. I've run family away. I've just totally disrupted my home. But because what happened to me in the past, it sowed a seed of anger in me. And because I'm hurting, everybody gonna hurt that comes close to me. I don't mean to do it, Bishop, but I don't know how to respond to what I feel. You may be in here today and you say, that anger, that's me. Just stick your hand up real quick. God sees the heart. He knows. Just say, that anger is me. And I want you to know, if you say that anger is you, God also sees what motivates that anger. He knows that you've been hurt. He knows that you feel and believe in your heart that if you don't stand up for you, nobody else will. And sometimes you use anger to be in a place where you feel safe. I thank you for your honesty, and God sees the heart. The Bible tells us to make an open confession. So, Lord God, I stand before you today. We offer up this prayer, Lord God. What a mighty word. Lord, you're trying to reach us in our spirits. You're massaging our hearts. You want us to be new. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We can't act like the world. We can't think like the world. We can't become violent and vicious. Because you are love. And if we got you, we got love. Father, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You said anything we ask in your name, it shall be given. Lord, I need you to give me something today. I need you to give them something today. Give them strength. Give them joy. Give them peace. Let us use anger for the right thing, Lord God, whereby we don't use it to hurt our brother or our neighbor. Father, help us to understand how to use that anger to destroy the things that shouldn't be in us. I ask that you look at every heart in here today, every hand that was elevated, every heart that confessed, every tear that you can count, every heartache and every pain. We ask that you be with all of us. Give us the power of meekness, which is power under control. Lord, we bless you and we thank you for hearing this prayer. And we thank you for giving us your character through the Holy Ghost. We say this prayer with thanksgiving and supplication in the mighty name of the Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you believe it, you clap your hands. Hallelujah.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.